Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and in this part of the show, I will be talking with Brooklyn Roy today. Brooklyn is the Director General of the Lenoxville Youth Center, but today she's going to be talking to us about the Participatory Budget 2025 project. But first, we will hear the song called Can't Slow Down. It's by Almost Monday. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM, CJMQ.
Pretend this night won't end. The lights are flashing like the beat in your heart. I see a world in outer space. We spiral up and now we're standing on the stars. To the moon, she's riding on a burning light. She doesn't worry if it's wrong or right. Don't stop the speeding all the way through the night. I don't know.
For the Cube, and today I'm talking with Brooklyn Roy. Now, Brooklyn is the Director General of the Lenoxville Youth Center, and today we're here to talk about the Participatory Budget 2025. Welcome, Brooklyn.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. Now, could you explain what exactly is this Participatory Budget and what is the goal of it?
Okay, so the Participatory Budget, sorry, my voice is leaving, but the Participatory Budget is a budget provided by the Borough of Lenoxville, and its goal is to enrich and energize community life by funding one or more projects that basically the citizens and local organizations vote would benefit the community the most. One thing that is important to know is that each project application can request for a maximum amount of $3,000, and the envelope for this year is $6,000, so one or more projects.
Okay, so that's quite a bit. Tell us about how the project works. For example, what type of projects are involved and who can submit an idea for a project?
Okay, so projects can be submitted by a nonprofit organization or any citizen that has an address in the borough of Lenoxville. The project can be submitted from anything from activities to do within the community to something that could stay in the community long term. Essentially, as long as the intention behind the project is to promote civic or social significance and a sense of belonging to the citizens of Lenoxville, you're able to submit your project proposal. One thing to keep in mind is to note that the project proposed cannot be a fundraiser or an event that took place in last year's 2024 participatory budget. An example of projects that you could present would be park benches to promote socialization in a specific area used by the town, where funding could be providing opportunities to the community by offering, example, free events to the community, like a community fun day. And this would create opportunities for the community to socialize and allow interaction, thus creating fulfillment and connection within the community.
Okay, so a lot on socialization, which is great. Now, if someone or a group of people have an idea, how can they go about submitting it? What is the process for that?
So this one's a little bit different. Any project coming from a citizen or group of citizens must be backed up by a resolution from a nonprofit organization whose address is located in the borough of Lennoxville. This means that if you have a citizen or a group of citizens that have an idea and are not part of a nonprofit, they will need to partner with a nonprofit that will be willing to back them up with the implementation of their project idea. However, it's important to know that any project proposed, again, cannot be a fundraiser or an event taken in the past.
Is this the first year of this participatory budget, or has this been going on before? Because I haven't heard of it.
This is the second year presented by the Borough of Lennoxville.
Okay.
Now, this is where I'm telling you, just bear with that, because I believe it's the second year. I'm not 100% sure. So this is why I just wanted to say it in case, but I'm pretty sure it's the second, because I was on maternity leave last year.
Okay, good. How did you get involved with this project, by the way?
Oh, I'm on the CCDSC in Lennoxville, and it's all about the community and what we can do to provide the community with
opportunities.
Yes, thank you for having a moment. And because I work at the Lennoxville Youth Center, we really value community and tying our roots to the community and becoming active, responsible, and critical thinkers within the community. And that means taking part in events and volunteering. So for me, it's a big, big part of what we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, could you give us, do you have any examples of projects from the last year?
So yes, last year the Lennoxville Library got their project series. So last year, the Lennoxville Library had an 8-series free activity project offered to the children and families of Lennoxville that they hosted in Square Queens. So they got the grant for $2,800 out of the $5,600 budget. And it's important to know also, for this grant, it has to be completed or executed in the borough of Lennoxville. Another organization that received funding from our envelope last year was the Lennoxville Farmers Market. They had the project of helping open the farmers market season to the community. They received $2,800 as well.
Great, great projects. Now, what is the deadline for the projects? And if somebody has questions, who do they get in touch with?
So this is exciting because it's actually our first Thank Us Set that we're hosting this year. On January 13th at South Amity Boardway, we're hosting an information session about the participatory budget so that they have an opportunity to hear more about it and so they can ask all their questions that they need.
Okay. This will be aired on the 14th. So if somebody isn't able to go to that session, is there another place they can go or someone they can contact?
They can contact... So to me, it would be to contact, honestly, Jennifer Garfat.
Mm-hmm. So what else should we know about this participatory budget 2025? Anything else that we left out or that you can think of?
So the call for proposals will be from the 13th of January until the 7th of February. So that means that you can submit your projects from the 13th to 7th of February. After that, there will be a voting within the community members and nonprofit organizations where they'll decide what project will benefit them the most, will benefit the community the most.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So I would imagine that the Youth Center has a project in mind, and
we will disclose further information as it goes.
Okay.
We're keeping it a secret at the moment.
Okay, that's good. I can understand that.
And then they can contact Jennifer Garfield. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks so much to Brooklyn Roy telling us all about the participatory budget for 2025 and what it's about and how we can be involved in it. Thanks very much, Brooklyn, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. So if you have some questions about the participatory budget 2025, the contact person again is Jennifer Garfat. Her cell phone number, 819-574-2400. That's Jennifer Garfat, 819-574-2400. 574-2400, or you can email her, garfitt@jennifer@gmail.com. That's garfitt@jennifer@gmail.com.
Let's build a bridge together across the great divide. Each stone will make a difference. Build it up from side to side. Choose the issue that inspires you, the gap you want to close. Build the bridge that's gonna take you there. Use everything you know. Be the change. Stand for what you want to see. Sound your voice. Speak your heart for liberty. Be the change. There are problems to surmount. Be the change. Shedding tears. Help a neighbor in crisis. Nurture health, diminish fears. Discover your potential. Turn vision into truth. You have got the power. It's right inside of you. Be the change. Stand for what you so people of all backgrounds are standing side by side. Just take a look around you and size up the world. Lack of tolerance and hatred are reasons for concern. It's time to work together to create a better place. Not the time to sit back. Small steps create big waves. Be the change. Stand for what you want to see. Sound your voice. Speak your heart for liberty. Be the change. There are problems to surmount. Be the change.
We just heard Be the Change, and it's by Linda Marks here on the Townships at 12. So next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12, and today we're going to talk about resetting our eating habits for a new year. That's right, it's 2025 right now, and a new year offers new beginnings and an opportunity to reset your eating habits after the holidays. Andrea Delgado, a Mayo Clinic dietitian, says it's best to eliminate what you don't need, including those party leftovers. So if you have some party leftovers in the freezer, you might want to think about getting rid of them. It's okay to let go. She says start including vegetables and fruits with most meals. And pay attention to food portion sizes. We don't necessarily have to go on a diet. We don't necessarily have to eliminate all our foods. We just want to look at the portion sizes and the frequency that we have these foods, she says. Opt for lean protein, whole grains, and fresh produce in your diet, still allowing for an occasional treat. With nutrition, there is no all or nothing. We can still enjoy those nice treats, those good desserts, those savory beverages. It's all in how much and how often we are having them, says Delgado. Reset your eating habits with portion control. Simplify your portion control by dividing your plate into 3 sections. This can assist you in making healthier food choices and managing your portions more effectively. 1/2 fruit and non-starchy vegetables, 1/4 whole grains, 1/4 protein-rich foods such as legumes, fish, or lean meats. And that's our health news today from the Mayo Clinic here on the Townships at 12.
Looking back on a long road, still in the shadow, all exposed, all alone. Water.
And that was Moon on the Water, and it's by Kim Cameron. And thanks, everybody, for listening today. It's great to be back here for the year 2025, January. I'd like to thank my guest in the second part of today's show, Brooklyn Roy, telling us all about the 2025 Participatory Budget Project. And if you have any questions, make sure you get in touch with Jennifer Garfitt. Don't forget that the Tuesday show will be up on our website later today. Just go to www.cjmq.fm and go to the Shows tab. And don't forget, the Tuesday show is repeated on Wednesday at noon. And if anybody has any ideas for an interview, please get in touch with me via email, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. So we'll close today's show with a song by the Tano Jones Revelry, and the song is called Days Like This. Thanks again, everybody, for listening, and you're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM.